Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S.-China relationship continues to be one of preeminent concern for the United States. During a recent discussion at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted that a very different China has emerged in recent years under Xi Jinping's leadership. The People's Republic of China, or PRC, he said, is more repressive at home, it's more aggressive abroad, and in many instances that poses a challenge to our own interests as well as to our own values. This is especially apparent with regard to Taiwan. Instead of sticking with the status quo, Beijing has indicated it would employ coercive means and perhaps ultimately forceful means to achieve unification. This is a matter of concern not just to the United States, but it's a profound concern to countries around the world, declared Secretary Blinken. The amount of commercial traffic that goes through the Taiwan Strait every single day has an enormous impact on economies around the world. In particular, the semiconductor industry would be hard hit if Taiwan's production of semiconductors was disrupted as a result of a crisis. So there's a profound stake not just for us, but for countries around the world in preserving peace and stability when it comes to Taiwan and the Strait, and to making sure that the differences that exist are resolved peacefully, declared Secretary Blinken. I hope that Beijing will come back to a place where it actually sees the merits in making sure that differences are peacefully resolved, that it doesn't try to force things through coercion, and even worse, through force, warned Secretary Blinken. We are determined to make good on our commitments to Taiwan under the Taiwan Relations Act and supporting their ability to defend themselves. Guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint communiques, and the six assurances, the United States remains committed to the One China policy.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.